Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Fredenmaker, the author. And if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise like, where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reflection posted to the Breakthrough blog on June 3rd, 2023, and is titled, Jesus is Looking Again. And this time, the look is being returned. There is a story in the New Testament that tells of Jesus healing a man suffering from leprosy. The dialogue that follows is my retelling based on passages of scripture from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Elias, the leper scorned his own name. The rumors and myths surrounding the man were unkind, spiteful, cruel. His disease was cause for fear and loathing, even from those who once called him a good friend. Leprosy. What's the word's literal translation? Makes the skin scaly. Contrary to myth, it does not cause body parts to fall off. He prayed for the numbness in his body to spread farther every minute, every second of every day. But something he heard in the words of John the Baptizer captured his attention, his imagination, maybe even his hope, for the first time in a long time. Watch closely. I'm sending my preacher ahead of you. The teacher healer was close by. What were the chances? He could not remember a time when his doubt was more severe. It mocked him with such brutal condescension that he found himself unable to imagine that Jesus could possibly pass nearby. That night, he only dreamed of dying. The elusive scent of hope was long gone. Night became day, and he heard more rumors that Jesus was nearby. What happened next was incredible and unbearable. To receive ridicule and mockery was part of his daily routine, but to receive pure delight? Elias dragged himself into the oncoming path of Jesus, and the words poured out before he knew how to form them. People watched in stunned shock and silence as the leper spoke. If you want to, you can cleanse me. Jesus stopped and took him in, looked deeply into him. In a profound act of kindness, Jesus' heart-stirring response was overwhelming. I do want to. Jesus touched Elias, and his disease disappeared. His skin was smooth and healthy. Jesus held Elias' face in his hands and looked into his eyes. Elias felt for the first time in a long time. Elias felt the hands of Jesus. And he looked back at him, eyes clear, not downcast, but level, open, aware. There's more to this story coming in next week's post, but plenty to reflect on already. I'll pause here and invite you to reflect with me. Whether you are an experienced major gift fundraiser or just getting started, I encourage you to reflect regularly on how your heart, mind, body, and soul are faring relative to the sacred and sometimes very difficult work you do. Allow time to hold each question. Perhaps you can take time to journal as you discover what is true for you. What lingers or catches in your mind and heart as you read this story? Elias, the leper, scorned his own name. Of what are you most ashamed? If you could voice any question to Jesus, what would it be? Do you remember a time when someone looked into your face and held you and blessed you? Or a time when you looked into someone's face and held them and blessed them? Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising and sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace. That's the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you, and all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this: what is important is how well we love. God will make our love fruitful, whether we see that fruitfulness or not. All right. Thanks, everyone, and see you next time.